Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
Organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if he sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funniest.
I'm former President Barack Obama. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
The Ace Train Show.
Thank you to all the vets out there and all the hardworking heroes that really support our country and give us a free world to live in.
I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
You're listening to the H-Train Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Railhead Station Studios here in Colorado, it is another edition of the H Train Show with the Goose.
Hi, you guys.
That's awesome. Our only mission here is to show our men and women in uniform all over the world that there are more programs beyond the VA. My name's H Train.
And I'm the Goose. What's up, you guys? Thanks for riding the crazy train today. It's going to be a kick-ass show, as usual. And hey, before we get started, go on Facebook and Twitter and like our page. Why? Because we have an awesome interview, we have that too, but also an awesome discussion that we're going to go live on Facebook for. And we always love when people interact with our discussions because, you know, we are only two people, and everybody's opinion counts for something, so it's always nice to get everybody interacting with us on there. We also have a text line that you can, text us during the discussion. That's 720-619-0627, and you can pretty much text throughout the show if you want.
Yes, you can.
Express your opinion. It's going to be awesome. Okay. And as I said, today we have a really awesome interview with Got Your Six PTSD Support Dogs. We spoke with, I forget her name. Nicole. There it is. I found it. I had to dig through the files in my memory bank, and there it was. Nicole is the one we talked to from Got Your Six PTSD Support Dogs, and she was just a delight, and I'm sure you will enjoy the interview as much as we did. And we have a discussion today. We're going to be talking about how ridiculous, like really ridiculous, weddings have gotten. It's gotten pretty crazy because you sent me this article about it. We'll get to it when we get to the discussion, but it's crazy out there, you guys. Budget accordingly. And we also have tribute to the troops for Mr. Christian Clark today.
Yeah, you know, I think he is a friend of our producer Brandy, and that's how we got his name. I don't know.
Well, we've had a few.
If she's listening, she'll text and let us know.
Well, unfortunately, we've had a few people kind of leave us this week, and it's been pretty bad. This is our featured guy, but I just want to do a shout out. I know you lost a buddy this week, and that's tough. And
it
I can't
is.
Really relate, unfortunately. I've been very fortunate with, people not passing away too soon on me. But anyway, it's a good thing that we're moving forward, and it'll be good. I think we'll survive, man. And at the end of the show, of course, we'll have our 2-minute warning where we give you a preview about next week, which is our our last show for the season.
And our last show, we're going to be interviewing one of the, what's her name?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
And the Oscar goes to
the Goose.
No, I was going to give you, it was an opening to say her name.
Yeah, we're going to be interviewing you.
Oh, that's right. Super. I'm going to have to study up on my
study up
self.
Miss Miss Veteran Association.
Shut up. Am I ever going to live that down? Like,
probably
that was a
not.
Perfectly viable guess as to what VA stood for. Jeez. And then, you know what's funny is not, like, I feel like it was, like, as soon as I got home, I was scrolling through Facebook, and the VA had posted something on Facebook, yeah. And I was like, oh, look, it says the thing that you said. I can't even remember what it is correctly now because you're making me nervous. God. But I was like, oh, it is that. Silly me.
So, here's, guess what?
What do you want?
I got stopped by the cops this week.
You got stopped by the cops?
I got stopped. I got pulled over.
It wasn't because of your license plate again, was it?
No, the cop came up and he's like, do you know why I stopped you today? And I'm like, well.
Why do they always ask that?
I'm like, dude, if
just tell me.
If you're not going to remember, I'm certainly not going to remind you.
Yeah, right?
Ba-chum-bump. Yeah. That was a joke.
Oh, I couldn't find that. There it is.
There you go. Also, I got this awesome other joke. Check this out, Goose. I don't think I told you.
All right.
So this guy walks into a bar, and he's like, I've got a 54 Magnum with a clip that has 12 bullets and one in the chamber.
What?
Who here has been sleeping with my wife?
What?
And this guy behind him, he's like, dude, you're going to need more bullets.
Oh, snap. Oh, well, that was, I thought it was the, oh, well, I don't know what I just did. I'm not good at these buttons. I think that's why I use these a lot.
Yeah, probably.
These are better, the ones with the thing.
Good afternoon.
So, those are my two joke
highlights. I heard a really funny joke at work yesterday, but I can't say it on the air because it uses bad words.
You can say bad words, you just gotta rephrase it and not
okay.
say
all right. F-word. I think I can
so
do that.
So for the F word, just say frick.
Okay, well it's actually the see you next Tuesday word.
Oh.
Which a lot of females don't like. I'm sorry, ladies. I kind of like that word.
Say,
I think it's a funny word.
Say twat.
No, that's a bad one, too. You can't say that on the air.
I just did.
Well, you can't say it ever again. Do you understand me?
Okay.
Good. I'm not going to say this joke. I'll put it up on Facebook, you guys. So like my page also. I'll share it to the H-Train Show page, but I also have my own fan page. Just look up Loose the Goose on Facebook. Like it. Share my stuff. I'm actually going to get a video blog started here in the off-season, so it'll be exciting.
I have a thing here. Where is it?
Timmy!
That's not it.
I think it was.
Burn.
Not funny, ha-ha, funny.
Where is it?
I don't know.
It's like us. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's over here somewhere. I feel like the order of these are all different today.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care. So, what'd you do this weekend?
Well,
besides getting pulled over by the cop.
I was so
were you speeding?
No, that was a joke.
Oh.
That was literally a joke. It was more funny because you believe it.
Oh.
I went to...
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart.
Yeah. I guess you could call it a motorized cart. It's a trike, but I went to a Judas Priest concert yesterday.
Yeah.
And
were you headbanging your craziness out?
It was great music. The guy has a marvelous voice, but I was a little, what's the word I'm looking for? I was a little disappointed because he was just kind of like walking back and forth. He wasn't exactly dancing. He was
well, isn't he like 80 now? I mean, they've been around for a while.
Close to it. I learned the next time I go to a damn concert that I'm going to look to see how old they are.
Unless it's the Rolling Stones, because Mick Jagger, he's like 80, and he's still jumping and running around like he's 18 still.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I have a theory about why that is. I won't share it, because I'm sure I'll get in big, big trouble.
Cocaine.
So, anyway. weekend.
Okie dokie.
Let's get a move on.
Yes.
I had a very interesting weekend.
Okay, tell us.
I had lots of days off, which never happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because
I'm pretty sure my deli job is trying to make me quit because they've lessened my hours like 400 times.
Yeah, you told me earlier that Sprout put you in for Employee of the Month.
No, they did. What? I think you were taking a nap and dreamed that, because that's not what happened at all.
No, Goose got suspended.
Yeah, they had to suspend me for 2 days because I kept showing up late, which I don't know how I kept doing because I live 5 minutes from work. And I have a 7-minute grace period. But I guess one day I had an overnight shift at the radio station, and then I had to be at Sprouts at 7 a.m. So instead of setting my alarm for 6:30, I set it for 7:30. So obviously that made me about half an hour late. But anyway, I don't really care. I'm looking for a new job anyway, because I don't like working in a deli. It's just that simple.
You could be a dancer. Your dancing name.
Like on a pole?
Yeah.
No, nobody wants to see that.
You just started karate, working out those thigh muscles.
Well, that was on Tuesday. I'm not like a freaking, you know, I'm not like Carmen Electra quite yet.
Chuck Norris?
No. I can do a pretty convincing roundhouse kick, though. You want to see?
Roundhouse, roadhouse.
No. But funny story, though, since you brought up the fact that I'm like Chuck Norris these days. When I was in sixth grade, I actually convinced my entire sixth grade class, and there was like a good 300 kids in my class, I convinced everyone that I was a black belt. At the age of 12, I might add, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, like, they believed me because I don't know what happened since then, but I had really good reflexes back then. So, like, people would try and, like, sneak up behind me, and I'd be like, wah-wah, you know, and, like, freak them out. And because I can do a really convincing roundhouse kick that is probably, like, way out of correct form, but somehow it looks really good.
Yeah.
I did it, like, at somebody, but, like, just barely missed their face, you know? Like, it was, like, an inch in front of their face. So, like, you know, had I actually hit them, it could have been really bad. Right. But since I missed, they were like, whoa, how'd you do that? And, like, I was like, because I'm a black belt.
I'm a black belt.
I am Batman. So,
I am Batman.
That was me in fifth grade. Yay!
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Goose is actually using the buttons today.
I know. Look, they're just so colorful. I can't stop.
Banana!
With that,
all right,
said,
let's take a break.
We're going to go on a music break. And when we come back off that music break, we'll be talking with Nicole. Ooh. About Got Your Six PTSD Support Dog. Right now, you're listening to the Ace Train Show with the Goose right here on IRN and MVR.
Never knew my old man's truck could even run like that. Should've known better than to take that curve so fast. Daddy pulled up, I was down in a ditch. He asked me why I did what I did. There was this girl. We'll be right back.
I'm a magistrate judge from Dayton, Ohio, in the federal court system, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
All right.
right, and we are back. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IRN.
IRN.
And today, you know, we
I should write jingles. Sorry.
Back
to the interview.
We're counting down to the last few days, and the last couple of days,
I'm counting every minute.
The producer told me that she has made it her mission to interview service dog organizations because there's such a need for it in the veteran community, especially with all the mental health issues that are going around today in the society. And we came across this great nonprofit. It's called Got Your Six PTSD Support Dogs. And it doesn't exactly say where they're out, but Goose, Nicole,
I'm sure we'll find out here pretty soon.
Nicole Lanahan is the executive director, and she is on the line with us. And I'm sure she can shed the light on some of these questions that we have.
Yes. That's why we have her in for an interview, so she can answer our questions.
Yes.
I'm happy to do it.
It's a pretty crazy process we have going on here. Okay, so, Nicole, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Fantastic. So, how did this all get started? Whose idea was it?
So we've now been up and going for 5 years. It started because I've been a dog trainer for 20 years, and what was going on is within the last 7 and 8 years, I started noticing I had this increase in phone calls from veterans looking for PTSD service dogs, and when they would call, I would try to refer them to other organizations. And what was happening was they would call back and say, well, this organization has a 5-year waiting list, or this organization wants to charge me $20,000.
What?
And, yeah. And the kicker for me, and I remember the moment, because I was driving back from a trip and I got a call from a veteran just like this, and they actually broke down on the phone and started crying. And they said, you are my last resort. I just don't understand why you can't help me. And I thought about that. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm a dog trainer. This is what I do. I'm going to help you. And so I started the nonprofit the very next day. I went and I filed all the paperwork and took a couple thousand dollars out of my own savings account just to pay all the fees and get it all going.
Oh, wow. That's dedication right there.
Wow.
That's how it was born, yeah.
So this was just all your brainchild, and you just got up one day and said, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I've trained service dogs in the past. Originally, I started out training police and military dogs. So your narcotic dogs, your bomb detection dogs, and for protection. And then I worked for another organization training mobility service dogs. And then from there, just transitioned now into just the PTSD service dogs.
Well, that's really cool. So you kind of have a background in pretty much anything you need to know about training.
Yeah, so, been working with dogs for a long, long time.
That's very cool.
Now, where are you out of?
So we are located in a small town. We train out of Maryville, Illinois. But the way I explain it is it's 15 minutes from the St. Louis Arch.
Okay. So barely Illinois.
Right. We're all Cardinal fans here.
So Goose is from Chicago, so she knows exactly where that is.
So you're a Cubs fan then, so yeah.
Yes, I am. We don't like the Cardinals very much.
No, but there is that northern and southern Illinois is very much divided on that.
Yeah, it's even worse than the crosstown rivalry with the White Sox. So
yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that came to be, but it's there. There it is.
It is.
So, you said you've been going for about 5 years now.
Yes.
Other than that first inspirational story where you were just like, I have to help this person, was there any other situations along the way that have really kind of stuck with you and really made this worth it?
Oh, gosh. I mean, every single one. Our program, we're a little bit different in that our program is more than just the dogs. We believe that dogs are an integral part of a service dog in fighting PTSD, but we believe in giving our veterans and our first responders more tools than just the dogs alone. So we've paired our program with a trauma resiliency program. So when our veterans come, now, and to kind of back up a little bit, like I told you, how some organizations are charging their veterans $10,000,
$20,000. Sure.
It actually costs us $20,000 to place a dog. And we place our dogs at no cost to the recipient. But the reason that it costs so much is not just because of the dog, and it's a year-long of training. Our dogs were accredited through the Association of Service Dog Providers for Military Veterans. So our dogs have to have a minimum of 300 hours of training. They have that minimum of 50 hours of public access training. But we also give our veterans all these additional programs, and they stay with us for 2 weeks, and we cover the cost of their hotel and their meals when they're here. They get therapy when they're here. They do group therapy. They can do private counseling. We did a bunch of new stuff this year that was really, really cool. We did yoga with the dogs, which was a lot of fun. We did something called Aroma Freedom Technique and acupuncture, and just all gave them all of these tools in addition to the dogs. So because of the high cost of this, we're only able to place 6 dogs a year. But one of the good things about it is we get to know these men and women on an individual basis, and the stories that we hear from them once they go home about how their lives are changed. We had a veteran, in fact, who received his dog just in July, and he messaged us last week and said, hey, just so you know, I was able to go to a restaurant and not have to sit with my back against a wall for the first time since I've been back stateside. So that was pretty, pretty awesome.
That's a big deal, too.
It's a huge deal. They can't, a lot of these men or women, because they're in that state of hypervigilance, which means you can get really, really technical about it, like the cause of PTSD and what goes on. But basically, your brain's at war with itself. The winning part is the part of the brain that's telling you, look, you are in danger all the time. And so these men and women, they don't sleep. They don't leave their house. They are agitated. Their relationships are suffering because they're just in that constant state of agitation. They have night terrors. They can turn to drugs and alcohol as a relief. Again, a lot of times bad relationships lead to divorce. And because of all of this stuff, we have a suicide rate of 20 veterans every single day taking their own lives as a result of PTSD. It's just awful. So if we can do anything to make this better, and dogs, they just did a wonderful study from Purdue University. It came out in February proving the effectiveness of PTSD service dogs in not only changing lives but saving them. So it's really exciting.
That is really exciting. And I really like that it's not just about, you know, hooking up a veteran with a service dog, but you guys are, like you said, incorporating other programs in there that will, you know, reinforce the service dog part of things, which is really cool.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because our dogs are trained, what our dogs are actually trained to do is they will alert a veteran or first responder to an oncoming anxiety alert. So they'll say, hey, you're starting to get agitated. And they'll alert by either putting a paw on their foot or they'll jump up and maybe scratch their arm. Like, hey, you're starting to get worked up. But we also teach the veteran or first responder, okay, your dog just alerted to you. Now it's your job to use these tools we're going to give you to get yourself in a better state of mind, whether that's box breathing, you need to do a little music therapy, you need to do some meditation, you need to step outside, even you need to just pet your dog. one of those things is going to help pull you out of that mindset is what we're hoping.
So you were saying that you have people come and stay with you for a week or two. Is this like a full-blown facility we're talking about?
Well, right now our facility is pretty small. We rent one. We rented our facility, but we're actually in the middle of a campaign because we've grown so much to purchase or build our own bigger facility. But as it stands right now, we have them. When they come and they stay with us for those 2 weeks, we cover the cost of their hotel. So we put them in that hotel, and then they come to our training location, and they have that private. All their therapy sessions are private, and we have like the yoga instructor come to us. We do some. They did a woodworking project this year, which is exciting. So they actually went to the woodworking shop with their dogs for that. So some of these activities are really great, not only for their therapeutic benefits, but they're also learning to use their dogs out and about as well.
Awesome. So you guys aren't really just regional. You guys will welcome any veteran nationally as well.
Oh, yes. Yes, we have. Our veterans come from all over the country.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So how do we help you? You've got a website and Facebook pages and stuff?
We do. Our website is gotyoursixsupportdogs.org. And it's getting a nice facelift. It's a little dusty, but it's getting a beautiful facelift in these next couple months.
Fantastic.
And then our Facebook page is Got Your Six PTSD Support Dogs.
Excellent. Well.
Awesome.
You got any more over there?
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, I have a service dog myself. And, you know, the one of the biggest things that they didn't prepare me for when I had a service dog, and I don't know if it's because I'm here in Colorado and it's worse here compared to other states. Because I can tell you, I don't run into that problem when I go to Indiana. But the service dog that I have, I have no issue with him. He has no issue with me. But I find myself getting irritated with people in like public. Like they'll come up and they won't acknowledge that I'm even there. They'll acknowledge the dog, but
right,
they won't even
right.
acknowledge that me or my wife. You know, and one, two, maybe three times it wouldn't be a problem. But I mean, you know. After a while, it does start to get on your nerves.
Sure, absolutely. And when we do, like, I'll do educational talks to schools, and a lot of times the kids now, because they are so educated, are better than the parents about, oh, wait, we can't, this is a service dog, we can't mess with them. But the parents are still like, oh, my goodness, what a cute dog. So we really try really hard to educate because, yeah, this is a PTSD service dog, which has such an important job. But then you have dogs like seizure alert dogs, and if you were to distract them when they're supposed to be sensing for low blood sugar, you could, you know, potentially put their human's life in danger.
Right.
So we just stress so much to when we do our educational talks and our presentations how important it is. Everybody knows you're not supposed to pet the service dog, but I think what they don't realize, too, is you're not supposed to distract them either.
Right.
Because some of these dogs have life-saving jobs, and just distracting them for a minute can mean the difference between life and death.
All right, right. So, yeah, so I guess the answer to the question, I was just wondering if you guys, you know, kind of educated them about things with the service dogs, because that's one thing
absolutely.
That I found out the hard way on.
Absolutely. Well, as part of, again, we're part of the Association of Service Dog Providers for Military Veterans, but we're also members of this the Service Dog Public Access Coalition. And so one of our jobs that we're doing actually on a political level, on a Washington, D.C. level, is trying to get legislation passed and trying to educate the public on service dogs. Because another one of the problems, too, are the fake service dogs. And all and everybody's seen the stories of the fake service dogs. They're the ones going into places. The people buy the vest online, and they're biting other people on airplanes, or they're defecating in the store. Somebody has them riding in a shopping cart at the grocery store. And, of course, that's a health code violation.
Right.
And so a lot of times these stores are getting aggravated because a dog will come in. And I talked to a restaurant owner the other day who had a fake service dog come in and urinate everywhere all over the restaurant. And because of that, they're more likely to give a legitimate service dog team a harder time because they just don't want to deal with the problem anymore.
Right.
So that's another one of our missions, too, not only with like you said, the people distracting the service dogs, but also the problem of the fake service dogs and getting something done about that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that sounds exactly right. I totally agree with you. Well, we are running out of time.
We got to do the time to shine.
Yeah, and we got to do the time to shine. So we're going to play this sound bit. And after it plays, we'll explain to you, Nicole, exactly what time to shine means about. So,
oh, great.
Time to shine.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
Nicole, woo! Maybe I didn't ask you the right question or set you up for the right answer, and there's something that you would really like to get off your chest to make sure that our listeners knew about your organization. And considering it is a service dog organization, and you know, you say it yourself, there's a long wait time on many reputable organizations. This is your 2-minute platform to say whatever you would like to say, maybe we didn't touch on.
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely. So, again, we're losing 20 veterans a day to PTSD. There's a lack of services for them. And a lot of times, the VA just wants to shove pills down their throat. And so what we're looking at, and what we're doing is we're saving lives through the power of dogs. And again, since there is no government funding right now for service dogs, it's something that we're trying to get passed at a legislation level is the PAWS Act. But until it gets passed, there is no funding. So we desperately rely on all of our donors, whether it's a corporate donor or just individuals, because that's where we get all of our funding to keep doing our work and to keep placing our dogs and to keep saving lives.
All right.
Clear and concise.
Yes.
Perfect. Amazing, Nicole. This was a fun interview.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
And if you ever need anything.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And if you ever need anything from the show or from MBR, do not be afraid to reach out and grab us and let us know what you need. Okay, Nicole?
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that.
Hold on, and we will talk to you on the other side for everybody else. Stay tuned.
Okay.
We're going on a music break, and when we come back, we'll find out if it's a goose review or a goose discussion.
Well, stay you're involved, us. Too. It's not just me.
Stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H-Train Show with the Goose right here on MBR and IR. Yeah, I totally messed that up. I was supposed to cut that out.
Whoops.
Oopsie. Whoopsie. That's okay. Everybody knows that we record the interviews.
Yes, everyone knows.
Everyone
well, if you didn't
knows.
Before, you know now.
Yes. We record the interviews.
Yeah, we record them before the show.
Yes.
It just works out with the interviewee's schedule
well,
most of the time.
It's because of telemarketers. Because
telemarketers.
Yeah, because how many times have we called them and then they don't answer because
yeah.
they think that we're high?
Well, we all do that. We all like call screen, you know,
yeah.
like whose number is this? What's the area code? Because my phone will actually tell me like the city that the area code is from. And if it's, like, I got a call the other day from Florida. I don't know anyone who lives in Florida. Least of all who would call me. you know.
Right.
I answered the phone, said, hello, click. Totally a telemarketer.
I keep getting this call.
I would have given them a piece of my mind. I
keep getting this call from, like, hey, this is Alex.
Hi, Alex. What do you want? I'd be really aggressive next time if they call again. Be like, hi, Alex. What do you want?
I keep blocking the contact, and they keep changing the phone number by one digit.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, son of a gun. But
all right. Well, let's listen to some more country.
We're going to go on a music break, and yes.
It's country day, you guys.
It's country week.
Ugh. Yeah.
Do we have a throw up button?
H-Train's right next to you. H-Train's very upset. He doesn't like
button.
He doesn't like country. I'm not great on it. I don't know where it is. There. That's perfect. Blake Shelton's up next.
Yes.
That old hack.
So, whatever you do, keep on listening.
Oh, and The Voice debuts tonight, in case you didn't know.
Yes, my wife is all excited.
I'm really excited. I'm going to try and see if I can stream it, because I don't have cable. I love Adam Levine. I'm sorry.
We're going to go on a music break, and speaking of The Voice, Blake Shelton's next.
Yep.
And when we come back, it's... that discussion about
ridiculously overpriced weddings.
Bridezillas. So whatever
and,
you do.
And those.
Stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the H Train Show with the Goose right here on NBR and IRN. Blake Shelton, Matt.
Like whiskey burning through my veins. She don't know how to miss me. She hits right where she aims. Baby's got my number and she's calling me up. Knows what she's doing with a single touch. She's turning. Turning me on like it's her job.
Friday, I get off at 5. Am I coming to your place, you come into mine? Got a bottle of Jack and cheap red wine. Yeah, I own it a world. Wanna open them up, close all the doors, spin you around that kitchen floor. Cause all week long I've been waiting for you and me, girl. Just chilling on the weekend, sipping something on the cheap end, skinny dipping in the deep end, or bass fishing with your feet in, up all night then we sleeping, we were never really sleeping, tangled up in the sheets and, goosebumps just a creeping, yeah we chilling on the weekend. Just chilling on the weekend. We can watch a whole season of Seinfeld or Friends. While I watch that afternoon sun shining in, right through the blinds and onto your skin. Yeah, that's something to see. 3 days just ain't enough and time's ticking. So keep that cherry red lipstick sticking on me. Yeah, let's just keep. Something on the cheap end, skinny dipping in the deep end, or bass fishing with your feet in, up all night and we're sleeping, but we were never really sleeping, tangled up in the sheets and, goosebumps just a creeping, yeah we chilling on the weekend. Sipping something on the cheap end, yeah, skinny dipping in the deep end, or bass fishing with your feet in, oh, up all night then we sleeping, but we were never really sleeping, tangled up in the sheets and, goosebumps just a creeping, yeah, we chilling on the
Jeff Olson. I'm a two-time Olympian, and after I retired from sports, I worked on Wall Street and worked in the dot-coms. The last 15 years, I've owned a health food company, and you're listening to The H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. And,
what's up, you guys?
And today we remembered to turn on the live video.
Yeah, so hop on the Facebook. You can see our lovely faces.
Hop in.
Well, my lovely face and your big old head.
Yes, and we're taking Joiner 5. Joiner 5 wins the nice collective monk series.
Oh, I have a glare. There we go.
There we go.
I have not seen this entire series. Looks like there's 8 seasons. Wow, I didn't even know it had that many. But I did catch a few episodes while it was, like, you know, still on and making new episodes. It's a funny show. And, like, for those of you that like CSI or NCIS, you know, stuff that's kind of like murder mystery-esque.
Cop shows.
Yeah, it's... it's good stuff, and it brings kind of a comedy light to it, which is kind of nice, because, you know, like CSI and Criminal Minds, you know, they really dive into the dark stuff, you know?
Yeah.
This kind of is, it's kind of like that, but it brings a comedic relief to it, which is kind of fun. So,
well, I just found a series on Netflix called The Good Cop.
And, really?
Yeah, and I...
Is he cute?
I like...
He rolls his eyes.
I don't judge that, but it's kind of interesting. I think it's neat. Like, you know who did it.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Who killed the person or whatever. But the way he finds out, it's kind of interesting. And then
cool.
They go back in time and explain how they do it. It's kind
of
cool.
Oh, that's cool. That's very Agatha Christie, where they go back and like replay all the stuff that happened. That's cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you join us and you're number five in our discussion on Facebook,
you win the series.
So tune in on Facebook and like our page while you're there. It's just the H-Train Show with the Goose. You'll see it.
Yes.
You'll see it if you search in the box. Okay, you guys, let's get to this discussion a giant breath.
Let's get to the discussion. Hit it, please. My name's H-Train.
And I'm the Goose. Hi, everyone.
It's a very serious discussion.
I totally lost my train of thought.
But real quick, I wanted to...
What?
I lost my train of thought.
Pick a little talk, a little pick a little talk.
All right.
What?
Oh. Last discussion of the season.
Yeah, because we're doing a movie review next week instead. Yeah. I'm going to watch The Meg this week. Is that's the Jason Statham movie, right?
It's a shark movie.
With Jason Statham in it.
I don't know the names.
He looks kind of like you. He's bald. Well, he's a lot cuter than you. Sorry. But he's bald. Bald people are nice.
Meh.
Okay. So I'll be looking. I'll probably watch it a few times since he's in it. And I want to make sure I, you know, end the season with a very good, good review. But before we get to next week, we need to discuss this week.
Laura is a great person to talk about weddings because...
Is she?
Yes, because my adopted niece, I call her my adopted niece. She's not really my niece, but I call her my adopted niece. She's getting married and Laura has to...
Congratulations!
Laura has to do the wedding stuff, so...
Is she the mom?
She is the mom, so I'm sure
Why does she have to do everything? Come on, bride. Just kidding.
That's,
calling people out. Yeah. We're discussing weddings, and maybe Laura will have some insights for us. So you actually forwarded me an article not too long ago, which kind of was a preemptive thing for this discussion.
Yep.
It was about this girl, and obviously her husband was there too. They got married, and at the end of the wedding? They like sent out bills to people or something? Or
they got invoice their dinner too.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. So apparently, if you went to this person's wedding, you had to pay the bride and groom $1,500 for attending because they just went above and beyond with, I'd like to know what the full-on budget was for their wedding, because it gets kind of ridiculous. Like, they say that the average wedding these days is upwards, people, of $50,000.
Yeah.
That's retarded. I'm sorry to use that word. I know a lot of you don't like it, but it is! Like, that's crazy! I can't even imagine.
Laura, you would have to share to us... around about how much you guys have spent on the wedding.
You don't have to share. That's personal information.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
She doesn't have to share that if she don't want to. But seriously, like, they get expensive. And the fact that these folks wanted money for people attending their wedding is just irresponsible, in my opinion. Because if you can't budget for your own wedding, like, I don't care if you only have $500. You make it work, you know? Like.
Right.
Just go to the courthouse at that point and take all your friends out for a nice lunch or something.
Yeah, well, Chad just said first world problems. Yeah, right?
That is the truth.
Chad just said go to the courthouse.
See, that's what I'm saying. And you know what? I think it's like less than $40 to get it done at the courthouse, and that includes your license. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, women, oh, yeah. Laura said the venues are about $3,500 to $5,000. We have looked at that.
Those indoor or outdoor, though? Because I actually have a friend who just got married. She got married outside, and they made, like, all their own, like, table centerpiece. Apparently you need centerpieces at a wedding. I don't know who thought this nonsense up. But they made their own centerpieces, and they basically, like, built a whole bunch of picnic tables and, like, brought them out to this outdoor place. I don't know if they had to pay for... I'm assuming they did have to pay for this outdoor space.
Yeah,
because
usually you think a park is free, but...
No, you have to reserve.
You have to reserve. Yeah.
Otherwise, you have, like, people busting in on your wedding. Who wants that?
You have that anyway.
Party crashers. So, yeah, Vince Vaughn and what's his name?
Thanks, guys!
Owen Wilson will show up if you don't pay for your venue. But, I was just kind of outraged by the fact that these people were asking for money from their guests. It's like, you invited them, and they're giving you gifts anyway. Like, that's kind of a thing, wedding gifts.
Well, the thing that really gets me is when you go to a wedding.
Yeah.
When they say, when you're serving alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, look. You're getting wedding gifts. Now, if a person shows up at a wedding and they give you just like a card, like $50 or whatever.
Yeah.
Really? This person.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with that.
Okay.
This person just sent you an invite. The meal itself usually is at least $50 or $65. At my wedding, we had free alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You go and...
Yeah, if you don't have an open bar at your wedding, unless you're, like, Mormon and you don't drink at all, like, I can understand that. But, like, if you have a cash bar at your wedding, that's kind of lame. So if you're going to, like, splurge on anything, it should be the open bar.
And Chad makes a good point. Funerals, you know, cost less than weddings. It costs more to get divorced.
What's that about?
Than it does to get married at a courthouse. I get that. But, you know, Chad, you got to understand that, and I guess this is a sensitive part of me. When a man gets
You have a
married,
sensitive part?
I do.
Sorry, go on.
Don't tell anybody, but when a man and a woman gets married, you know, the woman has been dreaming of this her entire life. It's not fair to the woman if you go cheap on the courthouse or, you know, go to the courthouse. It's not fair on the woman.
It depends on the woman.
And it depends on the woman. If a woman says that she wants to spend $75,000 or $65,000 on a wedding, you know what? Guess what? That you do it because that's what she wants to do.
Nope. I disagree. I only think that, I mean, if you're going to be husband and wife, you got to learn now, like before you say the vows, to compromise.
Well,
and if your wife, your future wife, is saying, well, honey, I need a $70,000 wedding because I want to feel like a princess for a day. I'm sorry. That's like, be adults, ladies.
When,
like, for example, the wedding dress, which is one of the biggest expenses for a wedding. I know girls who have spent like thousands of dollars on this dress. It's like a prom dress, you guys. You wear it once, and then you either put it into storage or you send it to the Ark thrift store. I was just there the other day. There's like 4,000 wedding gowns. So, I mean, if anything, go and buy a used one. I mean, they're only like $100.
My wife still has her wedding dress.
And my mom still has hers. Yeah, she had it preserved and put in like plastic and stuff. And that's fine. Like, and my mom's dress, I'm pretty sure, was like one of those handed down from generation to generation kind of dresses. So it makes sense that she would want to preserve it. But like, you ladies that go out and buy a brand spanking new dress... And, like, I don't know. It's just, it blows my mind. Maybe I'm just a cheapskate.
No,
I don't understand the logic there.
It just depends on the one. Now, I did do this. When me and my wife got married, I told my wife, I'm like, look, this is how we're going to do it. The mom and dad of the bride, they pay for the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not paying.
That's the traditional thing.
I'm not paying for the wedding. So if you want a wedding, this is what we're going to do. You pay for the wedding. If that's what you choose to do,
yeah.
I'm going to pay for the honeymoon.
Okay.
We went to Ireland for our honeymoon.
That's fair.
Yeah, because
that's a big trip.
She spent, I think it was like almost $6,000 on a wedding, but oh, wow. Spend that $75 on something else, maybe something that will
good
make you feel
point,
like.
Good point, Heidi.
Yes.
Like a new car, or if. I actually, this friend of mine that just got married in the outdoor space, she and her husband now live in a camper, and they travel all over the country, because she teaches yoga,
yeah.
And they travel all over the country, and she goes to places, like, everywhere, and
yeah.
Has yoga classes.
We were
classes.
Talking about that today, too.
It was the coolest thing I've ever heard.
And Laura has a good point. Spend that money on a photographer and a videographer to remember the day. And she has a point because, you know, that's the one thing that.
Sorry. I think taking videos at a wedding.
The one thing that I regret in my wedding is not having a video. We have a lot of photos, but not
see,
video.
I think photos last, like, they. It makes you talk about what happened in that photo. And it makes you, like, when you're going through your photos with, you know, your spouse or even with family members. Like, when I was a little kid, like, I'm talking, like, 5, 6 years old. My parents have their wedding albums on a coffee table in our living room. And whenever I was bored, I would go down there and I'd flip through their pictures. And Mom would sit there with me and tell me, like, oh, here's your grandpa and... You know, I'd ask her, like, what are you guys laughing at? Because there's this picture of Grandpa and my mom and her sister all laughing at something.
Yeah.
And she told me all about, like, because I never knew her dad. He died before I was born. So it's kind of like a little bit of insight into from someone who was there. And maybe a lot of people like the videos because it's actual footage and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I feel like just photos kind of brings more of a sentimental feel to it. Maybe I'm old school.
I just like that.
And cheap. I'm very cheap.
We were lucky here in Colorado because we found a...
Chad says $75,000 buys a crap ton of Bud Light. This guy. I think we should hang out more.
Yeah, Chad, look at your picture. We know. Tell me.
No, but it's just... the cost out is outrageous. We should all find ways to skim the pocketbook a little.
They have a venue here in Colorado where it's where you pay $6,000 and it takes care of everything. The cake.
Oh, wow.
Everything. But it's not like that.
Well, is it like a like one of those like what do they call them? It's like a convention center. It's like a place
center.
Where you rent a room. And
yeah.
Like, there's a lot of places.
It's kind of
like
a convention center. But the thing is it takes care of everything. The DJ.
Oh,
the
cool.
The cake. The only thing that you have to do is you have to do your tuxes and the wedding gown.
Yeah.
You have to pay for that.
Well, that's... I guess not a bad deal.
No.
I mean, it would depend on the quality,
no,
I guess.
No, my wife did pretty good on that. But like I said, you know, I thought myself, hey, when it comes to a wedding, I'm okay for getting married to justice of the peace. But you know what? Sometimes people want to get married in God's eyes. They don't want to go to the courthouse, you know? So
yeah.
You can't knock
in the church
for
and
that,
stuff.
You know? And
well, there's even ways to find deals there. I mean, I don't know. I haven't had the experience to look for a church. I've never had to get those plans together, but...
But we're running out of time, so who's our... We had a lot of joiners today.
Let's see
who
here.
Is
this isn't a touch screen.
That wrong computer.
Ah, jeez. Terrible at this.
Yeah.
All right,
so
we had 1, 2, 3, 4... Five. Where's five? Was it Joel?
Do we need to go back up again? Was it...
That's my friend the Marine I was telling you about off the air. It is. Hey!
Your friend's always going? Win. He just won.
He did. Dude, this is yours, man.
I don't think he's here anymore.
I'm going to message him in a little bit.
Oh, let's mess. Laura says, say yes to the dress. Four weddings, Pinterest, etc. Have made wedding ridiculous. Most of my grandparents' generation got married in a small church. Ceremony and reception at home. And
yeah,
I agree.
People that get married at their homes are the smartest people. I have two cousins that got married like within months of each other, and they did it in their front yard, and they had this giant tent set up like for the dinner and the dancing. It was fantastic. And like, who doesn't like to be outside in the summertime?
Right.
And it was a little hot, but I mean, they actually had like fans like all around the tent, so it wasn't that bad, and it was fantastic.
But it's that time, everybody. It is Tribute to the Troops.
Tribute to Troops, sponsored by the Brotherhood of Veterans. Vets helping vets. Helping vets. Helping vets.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Could I make that sacrifice? If I came down to it, could I take the bullet up? Yes, I would.
Hey, everyone, this is Brandy. Today we are honoring Airman First Class Christian Clark from Monroe, Georgia, who passed away Thursday, September 6th at Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota. Clark was a high-frequency global communication system operations technician. He joined the U.S. Air Force in January of 2016. MBR and the H-Train Show with the Goose send our thoughts and prayers to Clark's family and friends during this difficult time.
Thank you, Brandy, for that tribute to the troops. It is that time. We're going to go on a music break, and when we come back, it's a 2-minute warning.
Good You're things are coming.
The H-Train Show with the Goose right here on IRN and NBR.
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed, twist it up all day long. You're my inspiration, girl. You take me places, put the words right into these songs. Stealing kisses undercover, babe. See forever when I see your face. And I swear God made you for me. You make it easy. Loving up on you. Make it easy with every little thing you do. You're my son. My better half, my saving grace. You make me who I wanna be. You make it easy. You took all my rough around the edges. Never let it ruffle up your feathers, angel. Yeah, I'm down for life. You got me wrapped around your finger, and I like it just in case. place, and I swear God made you for me. You make it easy, loving up on you. Make it easy with every little thing you do. You're my sunshine in the darkest days, my better half, my saving grace. You make me who I wanna be. You make it
Hi, my name is Carl Monger. I'm the executive director of Gallant View. You are listening to the H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back, and you know what? Today's been a...
Bad boys, bad boys.
Oh, yeah.
We're back.
Today's been a good show.
It's been fun. It just kind of whizzed right by.
You've been on it, like... Yeah,
I'm pushing buttons today.
Yeah, you've been on it, and, you know, I forgot to unplug that thing, but they heard me, so I wonder if the sound and everything's going to be a lot better than previous videos. We won't know until we get off the air.
I don't know. We'll soon find out. But anyway, you guys, it's time to wrap things up at the H-Train
Show.
It
is that time, Goose. It is that two-minute warning.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the two-minute warning. What we learned today.
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
All right, well, Goose, we kind of already know who we're having as a guest for next week, but tell us, what did you learn today?
What did I learn today? I learned... Oh, I know what I learned.
Okay.
That there's wedding packages out there that you were talking about.
Yeah.
Where you can pay like a lump sum for like all the accoutrements, like the cake, the DJ, the venue, the one-shot food shops. Yeah. That seems kind of nice. Was it good quality stuff?
It was actually very nice.
Well, like I said,
the only thing that I regretted was not paying somebody or even having a friend video. But video is totally different today compared to when it was when I got married.
The lighting and stuff has gotten better.
That, and I mean, nowadays, I mean, if you get in a fight, somebody's got their phone up, you know.
Oh, well,
video.
That's not video.
But you know what I mean, though.
Yeah. Cameras are everywhere.
Yeah, cameras are everywhere.
We see it all the time. But as far as professional videography, that alone has come a long way. Personally, I don't think I would get a video. I'm more of a photography person. But for those of you that are, I would look into that. And you know what? I think a little something I'd like to touch on is, like, if you have friends who, like, people go on Facebook all the time, like, hey, I'm getting married. Does anybody know a DJ? That actually happened to me over the summer. And I happened to work for a company that DJs for weddings. So I referred my company to them and they hired them and gave them a really good deal. So, I mean, you know, ask your friends too. I mean, you could find some really good deals just, you know, connecting with people.
Yeah,
who knew?
And if you're in Colorado, NBR will DJ your wedding and
get
a deductible.
Deductible?
That's the thing. You get a deductible, a tax deductible.
Oh, a tax deduction.
Yes.
A deductible is like an insurance thing, dude.
Whatever.
You're funny. What did you learn today?
You know, I kind of learned two things. I learned that when you think that there's no programs out there to help you with service dogs, like, we've talked to five different service dog organizations on the show just this season. Mm-hmm. There's programs out there. You know, I never even heard of this program until we talked to them today. And she said it was national. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when there's a will, there's a way. There are programs out there.
Do your research.
Yeah. And then the second thing that I learned that I didn't mention, I wanted to tell everybody that is a Cleveland Browns fan,
Boo.
Congratulations. They won their first game.
I heard.
Since 1968.
What? Like first game?
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, I was like, well,
but
wait.
No, they won.
No, but I heard it's kind of a big deal.
They won their first game in like, I think like it's a been long like time. 15 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it had been that long. I thought like, because I know last season they did terribly.
Like, there was a cartoon on the newspaper today that showed the devil and, you know, hell had frozen over, and they're like, what the hell happened? The Cleveland Browns won. You know? So, I just want to say congratulations on that. And with that being said, Goose.
Bye.
We are out of time. In fact, that's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show with the interview with the Goose.
Oh, my God.
And
I'm so nervous.
You can listen to us again and again. The podcast is available right after we get off the air today. And don't forget to listen to our reruns on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and on MBR and Sundays on ironbroadcast.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And remember, we are here for you, not for us.
Giving our veterans a voice.